Welcome to Making Your Miles Count Production, an educational program to all Canadian lease owner-operators with your host, Robert Scaper.
Welcome to Making Your Miles Count Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about a little bit about technology and more specifically technology as it applies to your business, specifically your business. And that has to do with your paperwork and how you interact with your accountant, how you interact with sometimes even your carrier, and a fair bit of, I wanna alleviate some expectations that may or may not be floating around there. First of all, I wanna talk about the 2024 CrowdStrike incident. That is July 19th. A huge portion of businesses and computers in North America, actually around the world, woke up to a blue screen and suddenly couldn't do anything at all with their computers. And it wasn't a hack, it wasn't a malware or anything like that. It was a Microsoft update that triggered a response, or vice versa, from CrowdStrike, which is a corporation that does cybersecurity. And the blue screens affected approximately 8.5 million computers around the world. And realistically, it is classified as the largest outage in history. As it pertains to information technology. It affected airlines, airports, banks, hotels, hospitals, manufacturing, stock markets, broadcasting, gas stations, point of sale systems, government services, emergency services, websites, and the damage on that, it was basically only is 4 or 5 hours till the fix was released. Cost $10 billion in damages. Now, this particular incident was actually very quick. What actually took so much time was each individual computer had to be individually attended to fix the crash. And what I'd like to talk a little bit about is the fear in the hearts of independent operators for losing some of their paperwork. Now, it is a concern, especially when we hear things about malware and ransomware and crashes like this. How safe is Making Your Miles Count, and how safe should your business be when it comes to your tax preparation paperwork and the like? In the independent operator industry, there are two types of drivers. One that is quite technology savvy, and the other is, when it comes to technology, they really back off and they don't want anything to do with it and the like. Most truck drivers are actually moving towards the technology, and it's not necessarily that that they're enjoying it as much. Some really do, but realistically, the reason why they are is because carriers are going more and more paperless. Most carriers provide an app on the phone, or they utilize an app where you can take pictures and send in bill of ladings, customs documents, and stuff like that. So realistically, everybody is doing technology applications in the trucking industry. Now, that being said, I'd like to talk a little bit about your business and the sensitive information that we hold on our servers. Now, the first thing I'd like to say is that I'm exposed just as much, if not a little bit more, than you are. We just moved our platform away from a Windows-based software, and we have our own software, and it's on a Linux platform. Now, just to educate some people when it comes to Linux platforms, there are two basic types of platforms or operating systems out there. One is Linux, at least this is what I'm told, Linux, and the other is Microsoft. Now, Microsoft has, in the business world, has between 80 and 90% market share. So that means when it comes to malware, ransomware, anything to do with hacking and stuff like that, hackers focus on Microsoft. And the reason is because that's where the majority of people are. Linux is a little bit of an oddball, and they have to change their tactics in order to do Linux. It's not that it's more secure or less secure. It's just that, you know, it's more unusual to try and hack or work in your way into a Linux system. A little bit of a history. Approximately in 2001, Windows XP came out. Now, that'll be 23 or 24 years ago now. And when XP came out, it was actually a very stable thing. We actually had our entire accounting firm working with Windows, and we used Windows XP as our operating system, or that's the basis that we used. Then they came out with various other upgrades, they called. It was Vista, and then something else, and then Windows 7, 8, 9, 10, now they have 11. Now, the problem here is that the upgrades beyond Windows XP was horrendous. If you were a business owner and you had to work with Windows, you had crashes of printers, you had networks not jiving. There was a whole bunch of negative things. Windows XP worked fine, but the newer versions worked horribly. And I made an executive decision somewhere around Windows 2005-06 or something like that. Forget it, we're not using the upgraded stuff, we're using Windows XP. And so we would only use or only buy computers with Windows XP on it. And we did that probably till I think it was Windows 8. And we were even buying used computers with Windows XP on it because we didn't want to buy the new stuff. We kept doing the research on the new stuff and it was crashing and creating all sorts of problems. But Windows XP worked fabulous. I created in my mind, a grudge against Windows at that time because it became more and more intrusive. Windows was becoming more and more intrusive and more expensive to actually operate. And so approximately a good, oh goodness, about 15, 17 years ago, I said, let's start moving away from Windows and seeing if we can do something on our own. Now, Linux, being that it's, especially back then, it was a little bit of a rarity for businesses to create their own platform like Linux and what they call open source, or you can use open source with Linux. Anyway, I don't want to get too technical. But because of my attitude against Windows, we started moving in the Linux department. Now, the first thing you have to realize, as a small accounting firm, it's very expensive to get into Linux. And so it was a strategic choice that I made that was actually more costly than all my other competitors were at the time. But my vision for making your miles count was that we were going to be coast to coast doing tens of thousands of owner operators. And so I figured that long-term wise, we have to go with Linux anyway. Otherwise, we'd be spending $10,000-$15,000 a month trying to keep Windows operating on all of our computers. I figured it was gonna be obscene. It was an investment that was very unusual for accounting firms, especially our size at the time. But I am unbelievably thankful that I did it because while we were still operating with Windows, we were heading in that direction. We actually had ransomware, and it cost us $3,400 in Bitcoin back when Bitcoin was about, I think it's $750, $800 for a Bitcoin. We ended up having to get ransom to some of our clients' sensitive data. We had to get it back again. That can be very expensive, and ransomware and viruses, they focus on the Windows product. And that was probably one of the other things that instigated my more violent nature towards Windows. That being said, we moved our platform slowly, bit by bit, toward more and more towards Linux. January 2024, we no longer use software that is based on Windows for our accounting. Now, there is one or two small little programs that we still have to use with Windows. It doesn't require an operating system to manage it, just on a few computers. But we are almost completely out of Windows. We do have Windows on our computers that we purchase. Right now, I think it was Windows 10 or 11. I think it was 11 that we went back to Windows just for the computers. However, that is only a temporary situation, and we do not use Windows Outlook. Even though to some degree it would be less costly than what we have, but Windows Outlook, it is susceptible to malware and scams and viruses and all sorts of things. So if one of our clients or one of our people who are looking into our firm sends us an email, we have bug or virus detectors that come through. But sometimes if we and we can filter out some of the bad stuff that may or may not come along. However, if we send an email out occasionally, depending on if somebody uses Microsoft Outlook, occasionally they take a look at the address that comes from us, and it's not a Microsoft product that we send out, and therefore when they get it, sometimes a Microsoft product like Outlook says, no, this is spam or something like that, and it goes into somebody's junk file. That is a disadvantage of using the system that we have, and we may be able to, we're getting much, much better at it, and the entire world is getting a little bit better with non-Microsoft products. For a number of years, a lot of people thought that we were scammers because we weren't using Microsoft products. But anyway, so we have moved away from that. So our email system, for instance, if it goes out to you, it could very well go into a trash because your system may consider us to be spam or something like that. That is a disadvantage of the system that we use. But of course, the advantage is we have virtually we have actually not had a single existing spam, virus, or any factor at all coming into our system and that we have to protect ourselves from. So we do things unusual, maybe, compared to the 80-90% of other businesses out there. But our system is actually much more protected just naturally. It's got sort of a natural immunity to the viruses because we do not use Microsoft products. So that's one of the first things I'd like to say, like to state. The second thing is your sensitive business information, and I'll talk about what it actually means to be have sensitive information. Your information is just as vulnerable as my personal information. It's not like I use any different system other than what I provide our clients. And that's really something I want people to understand, that we're doing an incredible job when it comes to safe storage of your data. Now, let's talk a little bit about data. What exactly do we hold that may be considered to be safe, sensitive information? We do have your social insurance number. We have your personal income tax information. We have your business account. We could have your credit card number, but not necessarily, there's certainly not the number on the back of your credit card. So it is somewhat sensitive information. We have your birth date stored somewhere. But if you understand global security, you have to understand, at least from myself, when it comes to scammers, the vast majority of scammers, you have to make the assumption that your sensitive information, your social insurance number, your date of birth, your name, possibly your address, but not necessarily. When it comes to scammers, you have to come to the understanding that they will more than likely have access to it. The primary reason they have access to it is because the most insecure method of transferring information is email. Anybody can unlock and get email. So if you send something to us by email, it is an unsecured method of information transfer. Now, prior to 2024, we did use email as a method for you guys to send information to us. I did a whole bunch of research when I went to Truck World in 2024. I called something like 350, 400 accounting firms all across Canada, Moncton to Vancouver. And basically, I asked a few questions about what are they using for technology, what are accounting firms using for technology. And what I found was 90% of all accounting firms that serve the independent operator industry do not do things online. They don't have a cloud system and paperless and stuff like this. Some or a fair bit of them use email, but only about 5% openly, I guess you would say, yes, we do online services. And only about 5% push it and say, yes, this is a great thing, you should be doing this, that kind of thing. And all of them that at least I interviewed, they all either use Sage or QuickBooks, one of the two. And now both of those accounting software packages you no longer are going to be able to get as an accountant. You won't be able to get them any other way other than online services. And we used to be able to go out and buy, you know, QuickBooks or Sage or Simply Accounting, you buy it for $120-$150 or something like that. You take the CD, you put it into your desktop, and then you can do 1, 2, 10, 50, 1,000 clients using that exact same software. That entire platform is no longer going to be used. Everything is going to be a subscription based online. Now, a lot of accountants don't like doing things online, primarily because it's different, and accountants are creatures of habit and they don't like to learn something new. So it is that's one factor. Plus also some of the QuickBooks and Sage features that are online are more of a it's easier actually using the older ones than it is the newer ones. The second thing is, if an accountant is serving the independent operator industry, they're not making a whole lot of money on it. So why are they suddenly having to pay, you know, $50 a month or something like that in order to serve a client? If they have an old desktop version, That's why 90% of the accountants are still using the desktop version, and they might for a very long time. And they could use it for another 10, 15 years. Now, the problem is there's going to be a lot of things that they're going to have to do manually that for the future, they're going to have difficulty. It's going to be very costly to operate these desk things, these desktop versions for a long period of time. But there's always going to be somebody in the basement saying, hey, look, I've bought this thing for $150 and I'm going to be using it for 25 years, which could work, because it could very well work like that. Windows is becoming more and more intrusive, so if at any point in time there's an agreement between QuickBooks and Sage, and so if you have a computer that has a new version of Windows on it, it may not work on some older factors. You never know what's going to happen. I don't put it past Windows to do something like that and making things obsolete. Hopefully not, because I'm not a big fan of Windows at all, but they have been extremely intrusive. Now, so when it comes to everybody else in the industry and what they're using for accounting, they're using primarily the desktop services. And like I said before, as of January 2024, we no longer do that. Now, there's a reason that, in my opinion, on average, what we are doing is going to be more safe for you than some desktop version. I've been in this industry now for 30 years, and when it comes to accountants, I have a respect for the vast majority of accountants. There are some bad apples, and there's accounting firms that once they have your paperwork, they hold it ransom for whatever reason. Could be for not payment of a bill or something along that lines. I'm not sure, but the actual touching of physical paperwork creates a cost to yourself, a liability to yourself, a potential risk to yourself. So if all you provide an accountant is a digital representation, you are still in control. You can control payments. You can control your actual business documentation. You have the mastery of it. If everything is given to the accountant to some degree, you are at their mercy. The one thing that I'm not a huge fan of when it comes to changing our entire firm over to the cloud, or our cloud, our server, is because it does give us lots of control, and it kind of removes a little bit of your freedom. But at the same time, as long as you're a person who pays your bills, and I'm not holding anybody's ransom, I'm not, that is against our policy, but as long as you pay your bills, you will always have access to it. We are working in such a way that a client, an independent operator, will always have access to that information. Even after they stopped becoming our client, at some point in time, they will always have access to that information. Now, depending on what it is and where it is, we are not going to be saying, no, you don't have access to it. Because legally, and at least from my perspective, legally, that information is yours. There is a joint liability that's associated with our clients. So we can't delete something from our drive, because we are jointly liable for things with Canada Revenue Agency. And that's where it gets a little bit, not dark, but it's very sensitive. We can provide all the information to you if you leave us as a client. The only thing is we have to retain a digital copy for our defense at some point. And however small it is, And we make sure that it's locked and it's completely safe, that it's the only way anything could ever be considered to be unhackable is if we put it onto a server that's not accessible, like there is no wires going in and there's no wires coming out. That's the only way that it can, and that's really not practical or so. But I want to get back a little bit to the type of information that we store. That information you have to consider is public knowledge anyway. I consider it public knowledge that crooks have my social insurance number, my birth date, even my bank accounts for that matter. But the fact that it requires me to have an active interaction with a crook, that's what makes my information sensitive. So even if we were completely hacked and they got, and they really, it's not going to be possible or very, very difficult. We are just as secure as a bank. And sometimes I would say actually, most of the times we are more secure than a bank. And because they don't have access to control any of your information. And we have moved away from emails. And there's only a small handful at this time that still use emails. But even all of our new clients, they don't even have access to emails anymore because we consider that to be an inferior method of communication. So what that means is if you, once you have the app on your phone and you start, let's say the carrier emails you, your pay statement, you can just upload it from your phone and you go straight onto our server and it's there. From the transfer to from your phone to our server, it's encrypted and it's the safest way of moving any kind of information. It's you know, government can't hack it. It's not hackable at that point. And our accounting system, which you will at some point in time have access to see your balance sheet and income statement and paperwork on a and all of the necessary information. On a daily basis, if you want, that is not hackable either. It is an isolated. I always view it. If you remember, if you ever gone to a garage or something like that, and they're cleaning a part, and they put the part in this sealed thing, and you see a plexiglass, and you put on these rubber gloves, and wash it with some sort of solvent or something like that. Another one is you can spray sand blower sand or it clears off all of the paint and grunge on it. It is the sand blaster that's in this unit. You don't get sand anywhere out. You can't put sand in. It is a sealed and contained unit. That is probably the best picture to explain how our data is held for you. You can view it, but you don't have access to any of the pertinent information. Now, if you give access to somebody else, they can have view on it, but they can't manipulate it. They can't get into your bank account. It is still, that is a banking issue. Your credit card, that is a credit card issue. Your accountant is holding information that may seem very much sensitive, but there is no access to that information for somebody to steal. There is a separate, of course, everybody uses accounting fees and pays us their accounting fees, but that is done between us and our bank, and there is an agreement there that is safeguarded as well. It's no different than if you had a gym membership, and that gym membership takes out $50 a month for the gym membership. Your information is secure there, and your information is secure at our location as well. So we are extremely sensitive to cybersecurity. And that's one of the reasons why I am incredibly proud. I am very enthusiastic about the decision I made about 12 to 15 years ago, where we said we are getting completely out of Windows. Windows is a place of vulnerability, in my opinion. And so that's why I view our system to be much more safe than anybody else that is using a Windows product. And it might be a little bit of a hassle, like I said, because of emails, but the communication between your accountant, us, and yourself, your business, that should all be encrypted anyway. People should not be talking or communicating with their accountant through email. And that's why we're using our app, we're building our app, we're making it more and more friendly, so that you can talk to people on the phone, you can talk to people with an email, but when it comes to your personal business, which is a much more intimate, vulnerable thing, that should be encrypted, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. Because I believe long-term wise, we are going to see a lot more scams and a lot more vulnerabilities out there. And in my opinion, we are ahead of the curve when it comes to security. We've had some clients who knew, for instance, that emails were not very secure. And so they took all of their documents and they uploaded everything and they put it onto a particular site, and then they gave us a password so that we could get into it, and then it would be like, I think it's 72 hours from the time that they dropped it off that we had to download it and stuff like this. So I understood their fear about the sensitive information, but the system that we have now, encrypted from your phone to our server, there's absolutely no need anymore to put anything into a Dropbox, because you know from your phone to our server is all encrypted. And it's taken us many, many years to get step by step to where we are. And I feel very, very confident that we have made extremely phenomenal choices for our firm and for our clients. And we are going to continue making these types of choices, because we want it to be completely secure, safe, and we want to be fair to everybody. We want to house information for truck drivers all across Canada and North America. And I believe security is almost our number one concern. We are going to be doing I keep calling it two-party authentication, but you need to be verified when you go on, when you don't go, the same level of security, if not higher, that you have to go through at a bank or a credit union. That's what you're going to be implementing when you're dealing with your business documents and your business transactions and the like. So I'm excited for this. When you hear something like CrowdStrike, and everybody who has, there's a whole bunch of blackouts and a blue screen or something like that, wants you to think differently about your accountant, because your accountant is several years ahead, actually probably almost a decade ahead of all other accounting firms, and security, cybersecurity is one of our top concerns to serve our clients. And realistically, if anybody has any questions specifically about cybersecurity and you want to know a little bit more how we treat it, by all means, give us a call, and we can walk you through some of the things. And if you're quite knowledgeable in the industry, we want to make sure that you understand where we are, and so that you can look and you say, you know what, I wouldn't want any other accounting firm to deal with my information unless it's set up exactly like or exactly like Make Your Miles Count does. And that's really what my message is today, talking about cybersecurity and your information that is that we're holding for you. Very safe, and quite honestly, we want to keep our costs down as much as possible. A lot of people in the industry have raised their rates, and I am unbelievably determined to not raise our accounting fees. And if that means at some point in time, if we have clients who are being a little bit ridiculous, I will get rid of clients before I take on too many unusual costs that has to be absorbed by everybody. And I'm a big one to keep on keeping costs down. I hope you see it. If you have any good ideas, by all means, to save a buck and keep our costs down, I'm all for it and the like. That being said, I think that's pretty much everything on my list. We still are not 100% Microsoft free. I classify it, and our IT guys classify it as 98% Microsoft free. I don't expect we're going to be 100%, probably for another 18 to 24 months, because there's a lot of things that are very, very unique that we have to use at this point in time. We do figure eventually, long term, though, that we will be able to write it ourselves. So it's lower on the priority right now. But that's where we're going. We are going to be completely independent from Microsoft and completely safe for our clients. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. Hopefully I've alleviated some people's worry about clouds or having things all put onto a server and the whole topic of being hacked or unhacked. Historically, we have been hacked, I think, two or three times. Every single time, it had something to do with Microsoft. And now the probability of that is even less. And because I don't think it would be fair to say that we are hack-free, because the world is getting to be pretty bizarre. And eventually there will be artificial intelligence creating all sorts of scams. But if you are at all concerned, by all means, give us a call. And if you want more information about our software, by all means, give us a call too. We actually have somebody here on staff who is individually walking people through either potential bugs with their phones and things that they don't understand and the like. There's some features that some of our clients had no idea that that our app even did that. So we're trying to encourage our clients to learn the software and become more and more comfortable with it, because we want absolute and complete ease with our software. There's one thing I'd like to say. I had to use the software first before I figured I wanted to use have our clients use it. And I'm an old school paper kind of a guy. And when I went out and I got something, I went to Staples and I bought whatever binders or whatever it is I buy at Staples. I've always kept receipts. Costco, we got monitors and computers sometimes from Costco and stuff like that. You know, some problems with actual paper from Costco especially is if you hold that receipt over an extended period of time, and by that I mean 6 months, 12 months, depending if it's exposed to the air or light, that can fade to nothing. And it is much better to have a digital copy of some of these things. Well, for sure those things, because I've historically, like, I've been audited by CRA, and then go into my files and I can pull out a Costco receipt, and the thing is almost completely white. I didn't have any of the black printing on it anymore. So we had to go with a magnifying glass to put some of this stuff together. So some paper is actually not very safe to have. That's Costco is a big feature, but other ones as well. And sometimes we've had clients, for instance, their house going on fire. Clients go through floods and stuff like this, and their paper is decimated. And like, those are risk factors that you take on when you don't go digital. And that's what we're trying to protect. I'm protecting it identically in my business, like Making Your Miles Count, as I am with yours. So we're all on at the same level. When I learned the app, for instance, I would say go to Canadian Tire or Costco or Staples or something like that, and I'd get into the habit of once it's checked out, once they give me the receipt, I go onto the app, I take a picture of it, I make sure that it's clear that the outlining of it is appropriate. And then I immediately send it to the server. Once it says it's sent, I don't think about it. And for the first 6 months, I still kept the original receipt. But now I have checked it over and over and over so much that I actually, at the time, even right when I take the picture and it's sent, I crumple it up and I throw away that document. That's how confident I am in our system. It's an extremely secure way of storing and accumulating all of your documents. It's a great system. Took many years to design and develop, and I had to learn a lot. I'm not nearly as technologically advanced as some people think I am. I can use our app and I can manipulate it on the screen, but some of the technology behind that, I sat in an IT meeting with you know, your four or five tech guys, and they start talking in Greek hieroglyphics. I don't have a clue what they're talking about. I feel totally ridiculous, but I trust them an awful lot, because what product they come out with, I see the benefits of it, and I see it gets better and better. There was a whole bunch of issues right at the beginning. For instance, emails not only are not secure, but PDFs are not always read by, and this is a universal issue. So we're slowly moving, and we're now on a completely paperless platform that we're just going to be adding on features for the next number of years, and because we're not going to be changing anything from now on. And it's very exciting. If anybody asks, we're probably, and I have verified this through government and other agencies, that we are in the top 1% of accounting firms, tax preparers in Canada when it comes to technology and advancement in it. There's some things that that we're doing that is way ahead of the curve. And if you're really interested, by all means you can talk about it. I know what it does. I have no idea how some of it is being done. Our tech department knows all of the details on that. But I enjoy this. I enjoy it much more than the old system. The old system, if you missed a document, and we have to wait 2 weeks for you to be out on the road and then go pick it up and then bring it in, that's a lot of driving, a lot of stuff that has to, a lot of time consumed in doing things. This is fast and safe. And by all means, it is the future. And if you have any suggestions, what you'd like to see us do, by all means, we are in a continuous improvement and a continuous development of new features that our clients will be using. And by all means, give us a call. I take every single communication like that very seriously. Because I enjoy it. We're creating it out of, we're doing things nobody else is doing at this point. Okay, other than that, boy, I can talk about this forever and sometimes not make any sense. Hopefully I've helped you in this, but I did want to encourage those who are fearful or are concerned about, scams and all sorts of document and sensitive information security. Other than that, have a great trip.
Thanks for stopping by Making Your Miles Count. For further Making Your Miles Count productions, call us at 877-987-9787 or download us at makingyourmilescount.com.